Ready for the weekend? We're here to get it started. This Weekend with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. Final weekend of February. Divorce has become a major life milestone, replete with specialized parties, large support networks, and a whole industry ready to capitalize on the big change, just like weddings. More on divorce parties from family law attorney Jennifer Hargrave in Dallas. Jennifer, how do they do it?
Well, I mean, I think different people do it a different way. It could be a simple little celebration where, you know, somebody goes out to dinner with their friends, maybe after the mediation or after the day the decree is signed. Or it can be an all-out party with, you know, yard signs and, you know, bumper stickers and all kinds of things. And sometimes people just decide to do something celebratory, like take a trip or you know, something to mark the beginning of a new chapter.
I mean, they seem to be measurable enough that, I mean, Evite has been keeping, like, statistics on it.
Right. So we actually see there are pre-formatted, you know, party invitations that you can send out for your guests to come celebrate your divorce.
Man, does it make sense as a family law attorney when you hear this?
You know, I think there are a lot of good reasons to celebrate the end of a broken marriage and the beginning of a new chapter, right? I think the one warning that I have is that, first of all, make it about your future, not about how bad your ex was. Like that generally doesn't go over well. And the other thing is, if you have kids, you just need to be really careful that you're not involving them, right? Not everybody is excited about the fact that you get to start over. And, you know, that's okay. Not everybody needs to be excited about it. But when you have children, you just do need to be really careful that you're not involving them and making them uncomfortable. Or, I mean, it can be really damaging. So, and plus, you still have a co-parenting relationship. So it's not going to be helpful if your father of your children comes by and sees, you know, like a axe throwing picture of him that's all chopped up. So, yeah, just be careful.
Mm-hmm. Burning an effigy on the front lawn.
Exactly.
Stay away from that. Yeah. We're speaking with Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney at HargraveFamilyLaw.com, and we're talking about parties for divorces. Where are divorce rates these days?
I mean, I think they're, from what I've seen just being reported, I think it still runs about 50% of marriages end in divorce. So I don't think we've seen any big change there. I know personally in our practice post-COVID, we definitely saw a big uptick in divorces. I think COVID helped crystallize and clarify for a lot of people that they didn't want to be stuck together anymore. So we did see an uptick there. But I think it's kind of settling out a little bit now. And, you know, there are good reasons why people decide to end a marriage. And, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of angst and a lot of strife that went into making that decision. But, you know, once you make that decision, the truth is that for a lot of people, life can be really good after the end of a bad marriage.
Okay. So if COVID crystallized a lot of this, are the reasons, though, still the same? We still fight about money and stuff like that? Are those the leading causes? Have the leading causes changed, I guess?
Oh, no. I think the leading cause of divorce is just that people really don't know how to be in relationships, right? It's difficult. You take two people with two very different sets of values, two different ideas. At the time when you were falling in love, maybe that those differences seemed romantic, but then you get into the marriage, and we don't have a lot of good models for how to resolve conflict, right? We're expecting the other person to meet all of our needs in the marriage, and we're expecting them to change to, you know, make us feel more comfortable about ourselves. And that can be a setup for a lot of resentment and anger and then, you know, toxic communication. So things fall away. And it's sad because I think with good, you know, early intervention, there are a lot of things people can do to build a really healthy relationship, but that's just not modeled for us a lot. It's not necessarily, even if your parents stayed married for over 50 years, you know, it may not have been the healthiest marriage where they were modeling good conflict resolution. They may have just barely been able to stand each other. So, you know, I'm all for really good marriages and whatever we can do to support that. But when the marriage needs to end, it needs to end.
Wow.
And through, it'd be a good thing.
Through family/friend contacts, I know of a guy who's 79 and getting divorced.
Yeah.
Isn't there the phrase like, hey, why not ride it out? That's not like a thing, though, I guess.
Well, I mean, I think probably for a lot of people it is, but we're seeing a definite uptick of divorce in the later years.
Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney.